I mean, come on, because of all the things that are going on, we want to know who has a chance to be inducted into this year's Video Hall of Fame. 12 video games announced yesterday as finalists for the World Video Game Hall of Fame. The hall receives thousands of nominations from more than 100 countries, because this is the World Video Game Hall of Fame. And we have the 12 finalists. And I think some of these, you know, because I think we do this every year.
Yeah, we do.
And I think some of these are repeats because they haven't gotten in yet. And a couple of these I'm going to say that you're going to say, why aren't they in yet?
So these are the finalists. And then do we know how many get in, did they say? Is it five usually, something like that?
We'll choose fans. Can we in? You know, it doesn't say that.
I think it's usually about five.
Yeah, 12 getting 12 are finalized. The hall receives thousands. The finalists are winners announced on April 2nd.
Okay.
It doesn't tell me.
We'll learn on April 2nd. Right.
Well, here's your nominees. The game Bejeweled.
Oh, all right.
Bejeweled. Okay.
I've heard that one.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah.
GoldenEye 007.
Ooh. Never played it.
Never, but I'm familiar with it. King's Quest. NBA Jam.
Oh, all right. Yeah, there's
no particular year, just NBA Jam.
Yep.
Nokia Shake. I'm sorry, Nokia Snake, not Shake. Nokia Snake. I'm not familiar with that. Super Smash Brothers Melee. I'm familiar with Super Smash Brothers. Mm-hmm. I've played a version of that. That's actually kind of fun. Uncharted 2, Among Thieves. Again, 12 video games named yesterday as finalists for the World Video Game Hall of Fame. Guitar Hero.
Oh, all right. Yeah, mm-hmm. That was huge, especially the last decade.
Yep. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? And the two that I'm sure that have been on before, and we're going to say, I'm sorry, there's another one I missed before. We say, well, this one I think has been on before, hasn't gotten in yet. Minecraft.
Then I am surprised Minecraft's not in already.
Centipede.
How is Centipede not in the Hall of Fame?
One of the biggest games. I mean, yeah, Centipede.
Arcade classic.
Yeah. And another one that you're going to say the same thing, Frogger.
Frogger not in?
How is Frogger not in the Video Game Hall of Fame yet?
Wow. Frogger's been denied all these years. Time to let Frogger in.
It's about time.
Speaking of time, where do you guys find time for all of that? You know all of those, basically.
Well,
growing up in the...
A lot of these go back into the 80s.
I see.
And, when parents didn't want to deal with you, Dave, they just said, go play video games.
They sent us out. Well, I was older than that. I wasn't being sent outdoors to play at that time. I was beyond that. I was working.
Well, see, I actually
60, 80 hours a week doing two jobs. You know?
Before I started working, and I wasn't big, because I must say, none of these that I never played these in arcades, you know, the big, you know, a lot of these were the home
Centipede
versions.
Centipede I did.
Did
Centipede,
you?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But Frogger was Atari.
And the arcades are coming back. There's one in Bay City, and there's one coming to Midland, I understand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
See, Michael Perch is not here, by the way. He is, I'd say, of all of us, the gaming expert.
Yes.
He plays a lot of these.
We've talked about these before.
Yeah. He's working from home. I hope he's working. You're telling me he does a lot of gaming.
Rick,
huh?
too. By the way, Rick, too. Yeah, Rick.
Yeah, we do have,
well. Yeah.
We do have people on our staff that are very familiar and, you know. And considering what's going on with the gaming industry and the advent of esports, perhaps it's time we start picking up the joystick again.
Well, and especially since we have to practice social distancing, this might be the time to really hone in on your e-gaming skills.
Start to get those skills up again. As I said, of course, I don't think they use joysticks anymore. They use hand controllers and things like that.
I was always sad when my frog got run over.
Splut. Sound effects for always, you know, you think of the sound effects you have today.
Yeah.